Well, hello, friends, and welcome to the Imago Nutrition Podcast, where we answer your questions and give you practical nutrition strategies to help you and your family flourish. And if I am not the first, let me be one of the first to say Happy New Year. At the time of the publishing of this episode, it is January 1st, 2024. And for many people, it's the start of a season that is marked by perhaps a renewed focus on their health goals, whether that be nutrition, fitness, relationships, social, financial. It's an interesting season in the West and in American culture in general. And as we know, many people have a weight loss goal. And so if you have a weight loss goal in 2024 and you want to make this year different than years past, I hope and believe that this will be a terrific and helpful episode for you. If you have a question or you have a topic you would like us to consider covering on the podcast this year, please reach out. You can submit your ideas or your questions by going to Imago Nutrition. That's I-M-A-G-O nutrition.com/podcast, and you will see a form there, and you can send us your nutrition question, your fitness question, or a topic for us to consider for a future episode. And so we'd love to hear from you if you have a question we can help you with. And so with that, the question before us today is a big one on January 1st in particular. It's how do I lose weight without dieting? Now, that may sound a little interesting because so many people assume losing weight must include or requires, quote, dieting. Now, while there are certain truths that we will discuss, the general dieting mindset is not required to lose weight. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that and hopefully give you some clarity, some encouragement, and some very practical tools so that you can hopefully make this year different. Because the CDC has recently increased their estimation, and we are at nearly 75% of Americans are overweight and or obese. I believe the exact number is 73.6. So almost three quarters of Americans could or would benefit by losing some weight. But if you've been listening to us, you know anything about us, you know that we are not advocates of dieting. And so if people are to lose weight or should be losing weight for a host of health reasons, just a wide array of health reasons, but we're nutrition practitioners that don't recommend dieting, how do we reconcile that? Okay. So before I begin, I want to talk just a little bit about mindset real quick. And then we're going to go into three components. All right. So I'm going to try to keep it kind of brass tacks, nuts and bolts, keep it real practical. The first thing we want to do, though, is we want to just work on the mindset piece just a bit. And then, as I said, we'll get into three components to help you lose weight this year without dieting. And the hopes in that is that it's a sustainable way to lose weight so that you don't have to continually be losing weight or try to lose weight every year, year after year after year after year. Okay. So number one, I would say, is this mindset piece. And so before we begin, I think there is some mind work you need to be prepared to do. And so what I recommend from a mindset perspective, you know, new year, new mindset, is that you shed or get rid of the dieting mindset in general. Okay. So let's talk about what that means just real quick. So what does a diet mindset look like? I'll give you maybe four examples. Maybe you've experienced some of these. You have friends, family that have experienced some of these. Maybe you've experienced one or multiple of these. Suffice it to say, a diet mentality has certain assumptions. One of those assumptions would be that you must eliminate certain foods or nutrients in order to lose weight. So you've got to cut out a certain food group. You've got to cut out certain types of foods, or even you've got to cut out nutrients. Okay. And so, whereas something like the Whole 30 diet would say cut out all processed foods. And then that's an example of cutting out foods. You've got a diet like keto, which says basically eliminate carbohydrates or keep them very, very low. We're talking maybe 25 grams, 40, 50 grams tops, depending on who you talk to. And so those are kind of just two examples of an elimination mindset about eliminating certain foods or eliminating nutrients like carbohydrates. And so what we recommend is getting rid of that mentality that you need to eliminate certain foods or certain nutrients. Get rid of that. It's not necessary. It's not what is required to lose weight. And instead, just put on the mind of mindful moderation. Okay. And so that you can have all foods with mindful moderation in place. Okay. So last night, you know, I had a bowl of ice cream to finish out 2023. I had some ice cream, some bananas in there, a little caramel drizzle. There is nothing about that bowl that diet culture would say would help me lose weight or maintain a healthy weight, because it's got ice cream, which is jacked in sugar. It's got bananas, which is high in carbs. It's got caramel, which is highly processed and bunch of sugar. And yet I didn't gain 10 pounds overnight, okay? Because those foods and those nutrients aren't what ultimately causes weight gain or weight retention, okay? So first thing I'd say is get rid of, as a part of getting rid of this diet mindset, is to get rid of this elimination mindset that you've got to eliminate certain foods or certain nutrients in order to lose weight, okay? Second part I would say is of ditching this mindset is to get rid of this good versus bad food mentality. Okay. So you've got certain foods that are good, certain foods that are bad. Heck, you even might be thinking certain foods are healthy and certain foods are unhealthy. We don't find that very helpful from a mindset perspective. Instead, what we like to get people to focus on is that foods exist on a spectrum. Okay. And if we had to define a healthy understanding of that food spectrum, I would say on one end is nutrient dense foods. So foods that are super nutrient dense. Okay. And then on the other end of the spectrum is foods that are nutrient deficient. So you've got nutrient dense, nutrient deficient. Now, that bowl of ice cream I had last night with caramel and bananas, super nutrient dense, ice cream and caramel, super nutrient deficient. Okay. So even in the context of one dessert, you could have a mix of both, right? I didn't look at that and say ice cream bad, banana good, caramel bad, banana good. So all I can have tonight is a banana. No, I understood that foods exist on a spectrum and it's okay to mix and match in accordance with my goals. And the majority of what I'm consuming, you know, 85, 90, 95% of the time is more toward the nutrient dense side. So I have room, I have allocation, I have budget for those nutrient deficient foods that I enjoy from time to time. Okay. So again, number one, you know, get rid of that elimination mindset. You've got to eliminate certain foods or nutrients in order to lose weight. Number two, get rid of this good versus bad mindset. Okay. Instead, replace that with mindful moderation, understanding that food is on a spectrum. Number three, I would say, of this mindset piece is ditching the on or off mentality, right? So how many times have you perhaps said, or you've heard people say, well, oh, I'm on a diet, or I'm on a plan. And then maybe they have a Friday night and say, oh, I'm just off plan. And the problem with this is that it's binary in thinking. You're either on or you're off. And then what do we know practically happens when people, quote, go off plan? You know, maybe on a Friday night, they're like, well, shoot, I'm not on. I fell off. I might as well just enjoy the weekend. And that Friday night dinner turns into all day Saturday, all day Sunday. And then they tell themselves they have to go back on plan on Monday. Okay, I'll start again Monday, if you will. That's the mantra. I say ditch that entirely. Understand that, again, it's a process. It's a daily process that you're in. It's not binary. Again, was my bowl of ice cream, caramel, and banana on plan or off plan? Right? It was neither, because I'm not necessarily on a plan. I am simply making decisions consistently, overwhelmingly in accordance with my goals. I wasn't off plan. I wasn't on plan. I was enjoying a food in context, in moderation, in accordance with my goals. Okay. And number four, I would say there's many mindset pieces. I just broke this into four. As you're ditching this diet mindset, ditch that elimination mindset, ditch good versus bad food mentality, ditch on or off plan mentality. And then ditch this idea that fast is good. Okay, let me say that again. Ditch this idea that fast results is good. You want to replace that instead with a pursuit of steady, sustainable improvement. Steady, sustainable improvement. Okay. So all these diet systems and diet products and influencers that are telling you, hey, lose 20 pounds in January. It's too fast. Okay. It's too fast. I can just tell you mathematically, it's too fast. Ditching that fast is good and replacing that with I'm looking for steady, sustainable results until I reach some of my goals and so that I can maintain those goals. You don't want to be on some crazy system that once you get to your quote destination, you don't know how to live outside of that system. I don't know how to live off the diet products. I don't know how to maintain my weight when I'm not on keto, right? And so, again, ditch this idea that fast is good. Okay. And in general, if you had to ask me, like, what's a healthy, maybe rate of fat loss or weight loss in general, I would say somewhere from half a pound, maybe up to 2 pounds tops. Okay. I would say the vast majority of my clients, I've been doing this over 15 years, that lose weight consistently, do so between about a pound, and maybe a pound and a half a week on average. We'll talk about that here in a second. Okay. So now some people may say, wait, that means in January if I was a part of your coaching program, you would be promising me maybe 4 pounds in the whole month. Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe as much as, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, probably not more than 8, to be honest. And that just depends on how much weight you have to lose. But if that sounds awful to you, from the perspective that, well, that's just too slow, you've been duped, okay? And I often say the reason it takes people so long to lose weight is because they try to do it fast. The reason it takes people literally years, literally decades to lose 10 or 20 pounds is because they try to do it too fast. They do it in an unsustainable way. And then the weight comes back and often even more, okay? So again, real quick, we'll get into some practical tools that help you adjust for these things. But when you're ditching this diet mindset, remember, ditch the idea that you need to eliminate certain foods or nutrients. Okay. That's not what causes weight gain. Ditch the idea that you need to, label foods as good or bad. Okay. Ditch the idea that you're either on plan or you're off plan. Okay. And ditch the idea that fast is good. Okay. So with that, let's talk about three components to losing weight without dieting. Okay. Three components. I want to break this into three things. And I want you to take, if you were headed into 2024, ready to go back to a diet. And by the way, if you have to do a diet again, it's proof that it didn't work. Okay. And so if you were going to go back to doing something, okay, and you were going to muster up the gusto, you were going to muster up the motivation, you were going to take all your energy and put it into this thing, right? Cutting out sugar, cutting out carbs, cutting out processed foods, doing, you know, 2 hours of cardio 6 days a week, right? I want you instead to channel that energy that you were going to use to do some sort of atrocious diet system. Okay. I want you to channel that energy instead into these three things. Okay. These three things. And I'll give you a quick overview of what the three are, and then we'll break into each one individually. So the three components are this. Number one, estimating your calorie intake. Okay. And that's just an exercise, right? It doesn't take that long. Okay. So one, I want you to be estimating your calorie intake. Number two, I want you to be documenting your calorie intake. Okay. And then number four, I want you tracking your average weekly body weight. Okay. So number one, estimating your calorie intake. Number two, documenting your calorie intake. And three, tracking your average weekly body weight over time. These three components, when done well, okay, are going to enable you to lose weight without dieting. Okay. Now, are these the only things that are involved in this process? No, of course not. I often say losing weight is simple, but it's not easy. Okay. So if you need help with the lifestyle side of things, if you need help, if you need someone to encourage you and be a sounding board and to walk through this process with you, I'm here. I would love, Danielle and I would both love to help you with that. That said, if we never have the privilege of working with you and you're going to do this on your own, these three things are going to enable this process without dieting. Okay. So let's take a look at number one, estimating your calorie intake. Okay. Now, real quick, let me say this in no uncertain terms. There is only one thing that causes weight loss. There is only one thing that causes weight loss over time. And that is what's known as a negative energy balance. You've probably, if you've heard any episodes, you've probably heard us at least reference this at some point. Okay. The reason we keep coming back to this so often is because it's the only thing that causes weight loss. Keto doesn't cause weight loss. Whole30 doesn't cause weight loss. Fitness doesn't cause weight loss unless it establishes a negative energy balance. Okay. So a negative energy balance, simply explained, is simply consuming fewer calories than you burn on average over time. Another way to say the exact same thing is that you burn more calories than you consume on average over time. Okay. So consuming fewer calories than your body burns on average over time is the only way the body loses weight. It's the only way. Okay. I'm emphatic about this because it brings clarity to the process. Understanding that there is only one thing, and that is a negative energy balance, consuming fewer calories than you expend. So if you consume 2000 calories on average and you burn 2500 calories on average, your body will lose weight 100% of the time. This isn't theory. It's not a hack. It's not my opinion. It's not even my experience. It is a fundamental law of physics. It is required to lose weight. The opposite is true. If you consume 2,500 calories and only burn 2,000 calories, your body cannot gain weight. It cannot lose weight. It can only gain weight. Why? Because those additional calories, those 500 calories that you didn't burn, your body didn't produce them. It can't destroy them. And so those additional energy points get stored for use later. That's how the body gains weight. Okay. So back to number one, which is estimating your calorie intake. How do we do that? Real quick, get your phone out or get a piece of paper and jot this down. Real quick, all you're going to do to get an estimate, this is an estimate. There's no way to get an exact number, certainly not with a calculation or a website, of exactly how many calories you burn in a day. That is different for every single person, okay? However, we want to get in the general ballpark of the amount of calories you burn in a day. And so to understand this, to estimate this, you want to go to a website. That URL is tdeecalculator.net. So TDEE, Tango Delta Echo Echo Calculator.net. Okay. TDEE stands for Total Daily Energy Expenditure. TDEEcalculator.net. I want you to go to that website. You can do it on your phone, on your laptop, on your desktop, whatever you want. And I want you to enter your gender, your age, your current body weight, your height, your activity level, and be conservative. If you're between one or two of those activity levels, I want you to choose the lower one. So if you normally work out, you know, if you might be between 3 and 5 times a week and 1 or 2 times a week that you work out, I would go with the lower one. Me, I'm heavy activity, but I run my numbers at moderate activity. Okay. I tend to work out about 5-6 days a week, usually 6-ish, but I run my numbers at 3 to 5 times a week. Okay. So your activity level, put it there, be conservative, and your body fat percentage is optional. If you've recently done a body scan and you have a rough estimate of your body fat percentage, feel free to put it in there. If you don't worry. Your body fat percentage is optional. So gender, age, weight, height, activity, be conservative, body fat percentage only if you know it recently. Right? And then click calculate. Okay. Now there's going to be a lot of stuff on that screen. I only want you to write down 2 numbers. Okay. The first is what they call your maintenance calories. Write down that number. Okay. So let's say your maintenance calories are 2,500. Write down that number. What that means is that we estimate for you to not lose any weight, to stay at your current weight, you would need to consume whatever that number is. And in this example, we'll use 2,500 calories, okay? Your maintenance calories are the amount of calories we estimate you consume every day to stay the same weight as you currently are. We know that that's not the goal, okay? The other number I want you to write down is basal metabolic rate, okay? Now, what I want you to do is I want you to think about that maintenance calories and that basal metabolic rate as your floor and your ceiling. Okay. Here's what I mean by this real quick. We know that in order to lose weight, you need to be in a negative energy balance. That is true. It is the law, right? It is law. It's the first law of thermodynamics. Okay. So maintenance calories is your ceiling. You don't want to go above that because you'll gain weight. You don't want to be at that because you'll stay the same weight and you have a goal of losing weight. So you need to be below your maintenance calories. However, What I have been teaching for over 15 years is you do not want to eat below your basal metabolic rate. All right, so that is your floor. Now you may say, why? For at least one reason, and this is a big one, is that when you consume fewer calories than your basal metabolic rate, your metabolism downregulates faster than it normally would. Okay. What I mean by that is your metabolism is not a physical object. It can't be broken. It can't be shattered, right? It's not damaged. It doesn't need to be fixed or repaired. All of that is marketing nonsense. Okay. However, your metabolism, a complex set of processes in your body, does adapt. Your metabolism adapts. Okay. It goes up and down based off certain conditions. And so if you wake up and let's say your basal metabolic rate is 1500, okay, so let's say your maintenance calories are 2,500 and your basal metabolic rate is 1,500. All right. What that says is that if you just wake up and don't do anything all day, you literally open your eyes at 7 a.m. in bed. You don't even get out of bed to go to the bathroom and you go back to bed at 11 p.m. Your body is going to burn that many calories, your basal metabolic rate. This is the majority of the calories that people burn in a day is just existing. It's not exercise. It's not moving around. Okay. It's not digesting food. It is just existing. Your body is like a car engine that's always on. Okay. So if you were to wake up, you would burn about the amount of calories in your quote basal metabolic rate. Now, if I wake up and I've got a basal metabolic rate or a BMR of 1500 and I start serving at 1200 calories, it's going to downregulate. It's going to slow other processes to more match the energy intake. Sort of like a computer, right? It gets low on memory. It starts to slow things down, right? Because it can't keep up. All right. So it's a little bit like that. So again, your maintenance calories are your ceiling. For this example, let's just say it's 2500. And then your basal metabolic rate is the amount of calories that you want to make sure you're consuming more than that. All right. So taking a look at that, the difference between those two is what we would call your window of opportunity between your basal metabolic rate as a floor and your maintenance calories as a ceiling. Okay. So with that number, here are two things. I'll give you just two numbers as examples for things to think about. If you were to take your maintenance calories and you were to subtract 250 from that number, okay? So let's say your maintenance calories are 2,500, you subtract 250, that would mean that that number is now 2,250, okay? You can reasonably assume that if those numbers are true, that if you consume 250 calories less than your maintenance calories on average every day, you will lose about a half pound a week. How do we know that? In general, these are estimates. There is about 3,500 calories in a pound of fat. Okay. And so if you wanted to lose a pound of fat, you'd have to lose 3,500 calories in a week. And if you wanted to lose half a pound a week, it would be 1750. So 250 calories less times 7 days in the week would be 1750. That would equate to about a half pound. All right. And so sorry if you're not tracking that. I know the numbers are a little crazy. Maybe the 500 is easier to visualize. Let's say your maintenance calories are 2,500. You subtract 500 calories from that, which would bring our example down to 2,000 calories. 500 calories in deficit, 7 days in a row on average, 500 times seven is 3,500 calories. That would equal about a pound of weight loss or fat loss per week. Okay. So all that's to say, at the end of the day, we know that you need to be consuming less than your maintenance calories. And I would implore you to not eat less than your basal metabolic rate. Okay. And by the way, if your basal metabolic rate is lower than 1500, so let's say you ran your numbers and your basal metabolic rate is 1200. Okay. I would not eat less than 1500 calories, no matter what your basal metabolic rate is. Okay. Even if you are a petite female, and I've worked with lots of petite females over the years, even if their basal metabolic rate is lower than 1500 calories, I would not ever ask them or coach them to consume fewer calories than 1500. So take a look at your basal metabolic rate and then take a look at the number 1500, whichever one is higher, that is your floor. Okay. So if 1500 is higher than your basal metabolic rate, 1500 is your floor. Don't eat less than 1500 calories. Okay. Then you're getting into toddler intake. You're a grown adult. Okay. And you should be consuming at minimum 1500 calories, bare minimum. Okay. So don't consume fewer calories than your basal metabolic rate, or don't eat fewer than 1500 calories, whichever of those is higher is your new floor. And keep in mind, you don't have to eat to your floor, right? But you do have to eat less than your maintenance calories. Okay. So hopefully that gives you an idea of sort of calorie intake. And we have to be honest about this. It's sort of like budgeting your finances. You have to be honest about the money you make, and you have to be honest about the expenses. Okay. This starts to help us get into a more practical understanding of what it would take to lose weight. Okay. So that is number one, estimating your calorie intake and knowing that you must be in a negative energy balance to lose weight. If you're not losing weight over time, you're not in a negative energy balance. That's the only answer. Now, many things compound that. Many things go into what establishes a negative energy balance. But at the end of the day, if you're not losing weight, it's because you're not in a negative energy balance. All right. So that's estimating calorie intake. I hope you've got those numbers. Hope that made sense. Okay. And if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. You can just head over to imagonutrition.com/contact. You can send us a note. You can just be like, hey, I heard the episode on losing weight without dieting. I got a question about my numbers. Would love to help you with that. Okay. Number two, I want you to, now that you've estimated your calorie intake, I want you to document your calorie intake. Okay. Now, this is incredibly easy. Okay. Don't believe people that say, this is so hard. I don't have time to do this. It's going to negatively impact. No, it's very, very easy in 2024 to document your calorie intake. Let me give you a couple ways to do that. Number one is that you can download a free calorie tracking app. Okay. Whether that's an app like Lose It, MyFitnessPal, some other version, I really don't care. Make sure it's free. None of the paid upgrades are really worth it. You just need something to calculate your calories or to estimate your calorie intake. These days, these apps, you can scan barcodes. You can find, you know, every food in there. And if it didn't come with the food already pre-programmed, chances are someone else input it for you. And I would say also make sure you're not using the recommendation for calorie intake with these apps. Okay. So you might put in your body metrics and it might say, especially for your females, oh, you should be eating 1200 calories. No. We've already gone over this. All right. They aren't accounting for certain, realities. And so download a free calorie tracking app. You may have to put in some information to get going. But again, look back up to the numbers that we just went over, below your maintenance calories, above your basal metabolic rate, or above 1500. All right. So don't use the calorie recommendation from these apps. Very simple. And I want you to, for a period of time, whether that's a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever that is, I want you to log everything you eat and drink. Everything. It's not hard. Okay. Sorry, guys. If you have time to eat, you have time to log. So people are like, I don't have time for this. You have time. Trust me. Okay. Look at your screen time number on your phone. You have time. Look at the amount of time you sit and just eat a meal. That's when I log my food, is when I'm making it or about to eat it, because I'm sitting down. Chances are I'm just with my phone when I'm eating. You have time. We have the technology. It's not hard. Okay. So I want you to document everything you eat. Now, if you absolutely refuse to use an app, use a journal. Write down your food. Okay. Write down the calories. It's a little bit more cumbersome. I'd rather use an app, to be honest. Okay. But research has shown just writing down your food is one of the things that unlocks long-term sustainable, what we call dietary adherence. Okay. Cause you do things a little differently. We have to write it down. Trust me. Okay. I recommend documenting your calorie intake via a free app. Again, most of my clients use MyFitnessPal, great app. I personally use Lose It when I go through fat loss phases. I love the app. I hate the name. But any free calorie counter will do. Okay. So that's how you document your calorie intake. Again, it needs to be below your maintenance, it needs to be above your basal metabolic rate or 1500, whichever is higher. And then three, this one is big. This one unlocks a lot for a lot of people. I've seen it over the years. I want you to start tracking your average weekly body weight. Okay. Average weekly body weight. What people do is they look at their daily weight and they freak out. Okay. Their weight goes up. Oh my gosh. The plan's not working. They change, right? Or the weight goes down. Like, oh my gosh, I'm doing everything right. I'm losing weight. Blah, 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 blah. I can just kind of do whatever I want. Relax. Don't look at your daily weight. Okay. Log your daily weight. But don't worry about your daily weight. Okay, let me explain this. What I want you to do is just take a spreadsheet, okay, or whatever you use, a note on your phone, whatever you want to use to track numbers and then run an average calculation. I want you to weigh yourself on a scale every morning, okay? Weigh yourself first thing in the morning, after you go to the bathroom, but before you eat or drink anything, okay? So sort of first thing is sort of like a fasted weigh-in, if you will, right? After a full night's sleep, hopefully you got 7 to 9 hours of sleep, wake up, get on the scale, naked, after you've gone to the bathroom, before you eat or drink anything, write that number down, okay? And I want that number to have one decimal point, okay? So let's say you log your weight and it's 151.5. Make sure it's not just 151 because we want to see an average. We also want to see progress inside of a pound, okay? So with one decimal point, log your weight every day, every day. Trust me, my clients, this frees them. This frees them. This doesn't spook them, okay? This actually frees them up to have a healthy understanding of their body weight, okay? Because it's not, it's your body weight is supposed to change every day. It's supposed to change multiple times in a day. Every time you pee, you quote, lose weight. Doesn't mean you lost fat. Every time you eat any amount of food, you gain weight. Doesn't mean you gained fat, okay? So those fluctuations are totally good and normal, okay? What we want to do is take a look at an average week over week, not a daily weight, okay? So log your weight with one decimal point every morning. And then use a spreadsheet or a calculation to run an average of those 7 days. Okay. So Monday through Sunday, whatever it is, I want you to then average out your body weight and start watching your average weekly body weight over time. If that is not going down, you're not in a negative energy balance. If that is staying the same, you're in what's called a neutral energy balance, where you are consuming the same amount of calories as you are burning on average over time. If it is going up, over time, you are consuming more calories than you are burning on average over time. Don't look at daily weight. That goes up and down. It's supposed to, okay? I tell this story often. There was a Father's Day weekend where we had like burgers and something one night, had a couple beers, had Chinese food the next day, didn't work out as much, didn't get my walks in, and I, quote, gained 6 pounds that weekend. Now, did I gain 6 pounds of fat? Not a chance. Mathematically, it's impossible. Sodium, different food, different timing, less activity. And that all normalized a few days after. So I didn't freak out and then starve myself for the coming days or binge on cardio or do anything crazy. I just got back on my normal habits. Okay. And because I had that average weekly view as opposed to daily fluctuation view. All right. So look for that average trend. If that average trend is not going down, okay, you're not burning more calories than you're consuming. Okay. You're not in a negative energy balance. Okay. And this, for some people, I have honestly had conversations with people where I just explain, they're maybe not even clients. I maybe just say, hey, have you ever thought about tracking your average weight? And they start doing that. They haven't calculated their calories. They're not logging any food. They just start tracking their average weight over time and then making just small adjustments because they know what they're eating throughout the day. You can either just eat a little bit less of it, right? But seeing that average weekly trend has been absolute freedom for them because that scale becomes this place where you step on it every so often and your emotions go up or down based on the number. We don't want any of that. We want to normalize it. We want to take a look at a trend over time. We want to average it out. All right. That actually puts a lot of calm into the process. Okay. When you understand those fluctuations are normal, what you need to be tracking, however, is the average weight week over week. Okay. So again, real quick, estimate those calorie intake. Use that TDEcalculator.net to estimate your calories. You want to be consuming, if you have a weight loss goal, you want to be consuming less than your maintenance calories, but more than your basal metabolic rate or 1500, whichever of those numbers is higher, right? You want to document your calorie intake. I recommend using any of these free apps to count your calories. Get as close to that number as you estimated would create weight loss, right? Get as close to that number on average over time. Okay. Week over week after week, right? You want to be inputting those numbers, taking a look at where you're at in terms of your calories, right? And matching that up with your estimated calorie intake. And then track your average weekly body weight on average over time. That's the key. It's not the daily fluctuations. All right. If you do that, if you do those three things, you estimate your calorie intake, you document your calorie intake and map that to your estimate, and you track your average weekly body weight, I am telling you it will bring clarity in the coming weeks and months to this process that you have likely not had in the past, because you've put your stock in some diet that starves you, puts you on way too few calories, or radically reduces some nutrient that your body needs. It does something to put you into a severe negative energy balance, which creates those fast results that you like and you get addicted to. Instead of that, put on the mindful hat of mindful moderation, of consistent, sustainable progress, right? With this estimated calorie intake in mind, documenting your calories and tracking your average body weight. Now, again, are there more things to do? Of course. Would I love for you to optimize your protein in the process? Yes. Would I love for you to optimize your fiber in the process? Yes. Would I love for you to be preferring 85, 90, 95% of the time whole, minimally processed, nutrient dense foods? Yes. Would I love for you to be optimizing your water? Yes. Would I love for you to be optimizing your sleep? Yes. Would I love for you to be strength training and finding cardio that you enjoy, whether that's walking or jogging or biking or playing pickleball or soccer, whatever it is? Yes. All of those things optimize the process. What these three things get at is the only thing that causes weight loss, which is establishing a negative energy balance over time. And if you do those three things, you will have insight into the one mechanistic driver of weight loss, which is, what should my calories be? What am I eating? And am I losing average body weight over time? That will bring the clarity that you need. That is, I think, so freeing and foundational to a way of life that is able to, again, lose weight and then maintain a healthy body weight long term, because you're not relying on some diet system. Okay. That said, I hope this has been super helpful. And I do want to say again, if this has been in any way confusing, please reach out. Okay. If you do this for a couple weeks and get hung up, reach out. If you are like, that sounds great, Mark, but I just need a coach. I need someone there to encourage me. I need someone there to help me make adjustments, to deal with the realities of life and my schedule and my work and my travel and my family. We would love to help. We walk people through this every single day. We would love the opportunity to make 2024 a dramatically different year for you, one that creates sustainable long-term results for you, for your health, for your family. All right. So with that said, I hope this has been super helpful. Please feel free to reach out if you have any questions. Again, you can reach out to us at Imago Nutrition, imagonutrition.com/contact. All right. And so if this has been helpful, would love for you to subscribe to the podcast. We've got many more fun episodes, I think, coming up in 2024. Drop us a review. Let us know how we're doing. And we'd love it if you share this with a friend. We'd love to help as many people as possible. That's why we put on this free podcast. If you're on social media, you can follow us at Imago Nutrition. That's at Imago, I-M-A-G-O Nutrition, across all the major social media platforms. And as always, we'd like to thank Happy Pill, the band, for our theme song, Think About Food, because at the Imago Nutrition Podcast, we are always thinking about food. All right. Happy New Year. We'll talk soon.